The various lamentations and dirges recited during the evening and morning services of Tisha B'Av to commemorate the destruction of the temple are referred to as kinot. The earliest kinot were collected into a separate book about the 8th century. As persecutions and sufferings continued for the Jewish people, especially in later Middle Ages, the number of kinot increased. In recent years, several kinot have been added in order to commemorate the tragedies of the Holocaust. Kinots such as Zichru Na, composed by the saintly Baba Vareba, and Hazocher Mazkirov, written by Harav Shimon Schwab of blessed memory, each depicting the horrors of the Shoah, have been customarily added to the liturgy of Tisha B'Av in many synagogues. According to the Maharil, the first 18 kinot of the morning, together with the 3 kinot recited in the evening, constitute the nucleus of the lamentations of Tisha B'Av. Therefore, these 21 lamentations, corresponding in number to the 21 days of mourning, should be chanted only by the Shliach Tzibur. The last poem, Elit Zion, composed by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the 11th century, is an alphabetical hymn with a refrain. The Elit Zion is distinguished mainly by its traditional tune, which is universal among Ashkenazic Jewry.
Elit Zion v'yareho, kimo isho v'tzireho, v'chivisulo chaguras isak.
Francis Lyon Cohen, writing in the Jewish Encyclopedia, dates this tune to the later Middle Ages, its probable origin being southern Germany. Other Jewish musicologists refer to this tune as a wandering melody originating in Spain and later spreading to Central and Eastern European countries. The theme has become interwoven with the chants of various holiday texts in order to turn the attention of the congregation to the feeling and sentiment of the occasion. For example, the phrase B'nei Ve'ezchot Kevatechila in the Musaf of Sholosh Regolim is recited according to the melody of Elit Zion.
B'nei Ve'ezchot Kevatechila V'chonei Mikdashecha Al Mechona V'hareinu B'vinyana V'samecheinu B'sikuna.
It is done in this manner because the theme of this text speaks of the restoration of the temple in Jerusalem. The petition reads, "Rebuild thy house as in former times, and establish thy sanctuary on its site. Grant that we may see it in its rebuilding, and make us rejoice in its reestablishment." The attention of the worshipper is drawn to this nostalgic longing by a direct musical quote from Elit Zion. This theme is also sung by many as the refrain to the hymn of Lechod Odi during the 3 weeks, and by others only on Shabbat Chazon. However, it is interesting to note that the adaptation of Elit Zion to the text of Lechod Odi on Shabbat was criticized and spurned by some rabbis, especially among the Hasidim, because it aroused feelings of grief and sorrow on a day that is void of mourning. The Elit Zion, with its variants, has become so associated with the Jewish musical tradition that on the morning of Tisha B'Av, the mispalel, the worshipper, invariably remains in the synagogue, despite the lengthy service, until the recital of this poem is concluded. This is Cantor Bernard Beer of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions, your comments. You may call me during the day at 212-960-5353, or you may fax any comment or suggestion to me at 960-5359. I thank you.